In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, the words that our Lord Jesus Christ spoke 2,000 years ago are still valid to this day, and will be until the end of time. Heaven and earth shall pass, but the words of the Lord shall not pass. So it would be a grave mistake to try to confine the words of the Lord to our categories of space and time, as if they were meant only for those who were there around Christ 2,000 years ago. Because it would mean that the words of the Lord belong to the past alone. It would mean that they have passed, and that they do not concern us anymore today. And that would be a grave mistake. Because even though they were spoken 2,000 years ago, we have to understand that the words of the Lord are directed to his disciples, meaning all of his disciples, without any restriction of space and of time. In this way, the words of Christ concern us all. If we are disciples of Christ, the words of Christ are directed to us. So we have to be attentive to the words of our Lord in order to know what they mean and in order to do what they teach. So my brethren, let us take a look at the gospel that we read today. Today, our Lord has a warning for us. We read that Jesus said to his disciples, meaning to you and me, he said, "Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." And this warning is of great importance, because here it is about going to heaven or not. Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So for us to go to heaven, our justice has to surpass the justice of the scribes and the Pharisees. But what does that mean? We have to know that the scribes and the Pharisees were Jews, for whom religion consisted above all in external practices. So they went to the synagogue, they recited some prayers, they did the works commanded by the law, but that was it. So they accomplished the exterior works of religion. However, their hearts were not engaged. They would honor God with their lips, but their hearts were far away from him. And our Lord warns us today, so our religion does not become like that of the scribes and Pharisees, a religion of appearance. Our religion cannot be merely external, but it should affect, it must touch, it has to be above all inside. Inside our hearts, in the very core of our being. Our Lord Jesus Christ taught that true worship of God begins inside. And without this movement, without this virtue of religion coming from the inside, our external acts are not enough. They are not enough. For the hour has come, and it's now, says the Lord, when the true adorers shall adore the Father in spirit and in truth. And these are the adorers that the Father is looking for. In spirit and in truth. In truth because in spirit. Not only exterior, but coming from inside. So any act of piety which does not come from the inside is not true. A piety, a devotion which is only external, is a false piety. So we can come to church, we can recite some prayers, we can even do some good works, just like the Pharisees. But if our hearts are not in it, if our hearts are not committed to God, even though we may appear to be good people, we have serious reasons to fear for our salvation. Because if we are disciples of Christ only in name and not in reality, we have serious reasons to fear for our own salvation. And I'm not joking. Because unless our justice abounds more than that of the scribes and the Pharisees, we shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. A religion of appearance will not save us. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you clean only the outside of the cup, but within, you are full of greed and uncleanness. Thou blind Pharisee, make clean first the inside of the cup, and the outside will also be clean. Words of Christ. So my brethren, I think it's time for us to take our holy religion more seriously. It's time for us to take God more seriously. And to be committed wholeheartedly to Him. Otherwise, we are just acting, pretending to be disciples of Christ. And in this case, we would perhaps have a place in Hollywood, but not a place in heaven. But we have to strive for real holiness. A holiness that's not only exterior for others to see, but a holiness that is above all interior, for the glory of God and the salvation of our soul. As we read in the epistle for today, sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts. And that's the key for true adoration. And what I said to you concerning the justice we ought to have in order to go to heaven, and the justice of the scribes and Pharisees, serve to prove the superiority of the New Testament over the Old Testament. Because under the justice of the scribes and Pharisees, we have symbolized the justice of the Old Law, a justice which was only external. But the justice of the New Law, the justice of Christ, requires not only external purity, but purity of heart as well. You see, it was written in the Old Law, thou shalt not commit adultery. But our Lord takes this commandment, and in a way he extends it, forbidden not only the action, but even the desire itself. Our Lord says, whosoever shall look on a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery in his heart. And we see it again in the gospel for today. It was written in the Old Law, thou shalt not kill. But then our Lord Jesus Christ forbids not only the murder itself, but even the anger towards our fellow man. He says, whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. So you see, my brethren, it is impossible for someone to fulfill the law of Christ without a commitment of the heart. It is impossible. So we can see how superior is the justice that Christ requires from his disciples. A justice that goes far beyond the external actions in order to reach even the thoughts, the desires of the heart. This is the holiness that our Lord expects from us. A holiness of heart. Because it is to this holiness alone that is promised the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the pure in heart, because they shall see God. Blessed are those who are pure in their hearts. So, my brethren, it's time for us to take our religion more seriously. To take God more seriously in our lives. Because more than some prayers here and there, more than some good works from time to time, more than anything else, what God wants from us is our hearts. And if we don't want to give that, we are not given anything. So let us implore God to create in us a heart that is pure. A heart that is pure. So we may serve Him in true holiness and justice all the days of this life, in order to be one day with Him in the joys of heaven, forever and ever. So let us put God at the center of our lives. And then, when God will be there, where He should be, and then our life will be what it should be. So my brethren, place God at the center of your heart. That's why your heart is in the center. And God is supposed to be there. Our heart is like our tabernacle. And God is supposed to be there at the center to guide, to govern everything we are, everything we have. As everything turns around the sun, so everything has to turn around God in our lives. So let us put Him at the center and let Him, God, guide our way. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.